This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار إمام مسلم رحمة الله عليه narrated in his Sahih on the authority of Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فيما روى عن الله تبارك وتعالى إن حديث القدسي ضاء الله سبحانه وتعالى said إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. In a hadith al-Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have made dhulm, oppression, with myself haram. He has made it impermissible. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. And amongst yourself, I have made oppression haram. Something that it is impermissible for a person to do. If you look and ponder on the verses that are mentioned in the Qur'an, you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very just with the ibad. With his slaves, he's very, very just. And he's not from those that will be oppressing the ibad on yawm al-qiyamah. As it has been mentioned many, many times by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Qur'an, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't oppress the people, but the people are those that oppress themselves. And he says in another mawdi', in another position in the Qur'an, in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِنْ لَدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that on yawm al-qiyamah, even if it is the size of an atom, he will be not oppressing the people. And if anything, he will be multiplying the deeds of a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only is he just, rather he gives more to the ibad. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةٍ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. If a person comes with one hasana, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it by 10. This is the affair of Allah azza wa jal with his slaves. Look how just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when it comes to his slaves. And you find that there's many, many ahadith, many, many ayat that inform us how we should be in regards to the ibad. Our interactions with the people, how a person needs to be just and not be oppressive when it comes to speaking with them, when it comes to dealing with them, and when it comes to interacting with them. As this is from the affairs that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited and he warned the people about. And he told them to be very, very cautious about oppressing one another. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. Fear oppressing each other, for indeed the oppression on the day of resurrection is darkness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'ad ibn Jabal, وَاتَّقِي دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. Be aware and be fearful of the dua, the invocation of the one that is oppressed. For indeed there's no barrier between him and his dua, between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his dua. So a person that you oppress, or that we oppress, or we speak bad about, or we take his wealth, or when we deal with him, we don't deal with him in the correct manner, maybe one dua that he does against us, it could be the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destructs us. One dua that this oppressive person or this oppressed person makes against you for maybe speaking about his honor, or maybe taking his wealth, or maybe being bad about in regards to him. One dua could be the reason why all our lives goes into turmoil, because we've been oppressive to this person. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave us many examples of dhulm, many examples of oppression when it comes to the man taking the wealth of a person. It came in a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man dhalama qayda shibrin tawwaqahu Allah min sab'i aradin." It was narrated by Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi. Whoever takes the handspan of a person's land, then this person will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and he will have 7 times the size of that which he took. It will be around his neck, and the people will see this. It will be a day of regret for this individual. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us about speaking about the ird, the honor of the people, and speaking badly about them, and also disparaging their honor. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man kanat 'indahu madhlimatun li akhihi min 'irdihi aw min shay'in falyatahallal minhu al-yawm." فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ. Whoever has oppressed his brother, said something about his honor, or anything related to this individual, then let him seek his forgiveness today. Let him seek this person's forgiveness today. If you've slandered this person, or you've backbited this person, or you've said this about this, and this about her, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person needs to take his forgiveness today. قَبْلَ أَنْ لَا يَكُونَ دِينَارٌ وَلَا دِرْهَمٌ. Before there comes a day when the dinar and the dirham doesn't benefit a person. These were currencies at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ عَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ أُخِذَ مِنْ إِنْ كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ عَمَلٍ صَالِحٍ أُخِذَ مِنْهُ بِقَدَرِ مَظْلِمَتِهِ. If this person had good actions, then it will be taken from him on the day of resurrection. Imagine you're praying day and night, Qiyam al-Layl. You're fasting day and night, Siyami Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the best fasting that you can do. And then on Yawm al-Qiyamah, your actions, your good deeds that you used to do, it gets taken away from you. You become so tired in this dunya, doing all sorts of ibadat, and then on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you have nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam then went on to say, وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ مِنْ حَسَنَاتٍ أُخِذَ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِ صَاحِبِهِ فَحُمِلَ عَلَيْهِ. If this person has no good deeds, he has no good deeds whatsoever, then the bad sins of that person you backbited, or we spoke about, or we insulted, his bad deeds are taken, فَحُمِلَ عَلَيْهِ. And then you will be given these deeds. You will be given these deeds. Just because all the oppression is taking place, somebody might be oppressing us, speaking about us, taking our wealth, not being good to us, do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to leave this individual. Do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgotten, or he doesn't see that which is taking place. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ فَإِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite to the zalim, the oppressor. He lets him do whatever he wants. He gives him time. He oppresses. He might take your wealth, and he might doing so. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's going on. He gives him respite. Until when he grabs him, he seizes him like no other. He gives him the punishment that he deserves. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. For indeed, his seizure and the punishment he gives to this person is very, very painful. From the things that I want to talk about and give more emphasis to is the type of dhulm, the type of oppression that is very, very common in our community today. That which is done by the tongue. And it's very, very easy for a person to cause oppression with. Many of us think that only taking the wealth of a person, or maybe attacking him, or punching him, or fighting him, or slapping this individual, is the only type of dhulm. But one of the worst forms of oppression that a person can do is with his tongue. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked to us about this, he told us about this tongue, especially when we accuse the people and we say things about them, that it will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah as a witness for every single thing that we used to say. Every single thing that we used to say is being noted down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The day when their tongues, وَأَيْدِيهِمْ, and also their hands, and also their feet, are a witness against them, are a witness against every single thing that we used to do. يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reckoning on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Every single small thing that we say, it is being written down by the two angels. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, مَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Never does a person utter a word except that you have raqeeb and atid writing this down. Wallahi, the amount of things that we say, you just imagine to yourself and think about. From the early moments of your day, the amount of things that we speak about, whether it is permissible, whether it is not, we tend to forget this. We tend to forget what we talk about on a daily basis. If you was to ask me now what I spoke about in the morning, I won't be able to tell you. Why? Because we speak about so much things that it is very, very hard for a person to remember. And every single thing, it is being written down. Every single thing that we say, whether it is about this person, we slander him, or we backbite him, or we abuse this individual, it is being written down by the two angels. And then a person will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah. A person will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he quoted the mujrimeen, when they will find every single thing they used to do in front of them. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes to us about the mujrimeen. They will say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What is wrong with this book? It doesn't leave a small thing and it doesn't leave a big thing. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And every single thing they used to do will be put in front of them. حَاضِر. It will be present in front of them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not oppress the people. It's only what the Bani Adam they brought on themselves. And one of the most important hadith in this bab, which is a very, very threatening hadith that a person needs to ponder, especially every time he speaks or he utters a word. And it's a warning to all of us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا فَيَهْوِي بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. A person, he speaks with one word. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كلمة. لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ. One kalima. لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا. And he doesn't give any care to this one word that he says. And because of this one word, فَيَهْوِي بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. And because of this one word, he is chucked into the hellfire. He is chucked into the hellfire 70 years. And some of them, they said 70 seasons. Because of this one word that we say, and we don't give any care to it, we might swear and we might take it lightly. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. We see it to be very, very small. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something major. This one word that we say. So, my advice to myself firstly, and also to my brother secondly, when we speak, it's upon us to ponder and to think before we speak, as they say. Before that day comes when a person will be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take him back. Will be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take him back in this dunya. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi, as Allah azza wa jalla, he told us that day is a day of regret. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. Warn them of the day of regret. When the people will be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take them back to do better deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says to us in the Quran, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. And when death has come to them, they say, oh Allah, take us back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. Perhaps, and maybe I can do more good actions. But it will be too late. And everything has been said, everything has been done. And it's only the person's actions that will be a benefit to him. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وسائر المسلمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Dear respective brothers and sisters, another important matter is that a person needs to think about, especially if he's oppressed. And I want to talk about the virtue of pardoning each other. As you have many ayat and many ahadith where it shows us and shows indication the virtue of pardoning each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ ادْفَعْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ. When a person does something good and when he does something bad, they're not equal. ادْفَعْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ. React with someone doing something bad to you in a good way. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. That fa, which is fa al-fujaiya, as Imam Ibn Uthaymeen mentions in his book Makarim al-Akhlaq, and he says that unexpectedly, that person who has shown enmity and has been oppressive to you will become a very close friend with you, simply because you reacted in a better manner. If a person's been oppressing you, he's been slandering you, he's been accusing you, just because you act towards him and you react in a better manner, it could be the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this person a very close friend of you. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the famous story, Qissat al-Ifk, when his daughter Aisha radiallahu anha was accused and abused, and she was accused of making zina. And then many ayat came down in Surah An-Nur. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he had a cousin called Miftah ibn Uthatha. And Miftah ibn Uthatha was a very poor man when he made hijrah. And the only wealth that he had was that which Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave to him. And he was from those that accused Aisha radiallahu anha, and they spread stuff about her. His cousin is the cousin of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after his daughter was accused, he swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will not help this person. He will not help his cousin anymore. After he used to spend on him, he used to give him wealth, he used to look after him. And then an ayah came down. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. An ayah came down saying, do not let those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given fadl, has given virtue, has given grace, and made them virtuous upon the people, people like Abu Bakr, who are from the best of the people, do not let them swear and make an oath that they won't be helping the poor people. Even though Aisha radiallahu anha was accused, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anha was her father, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after the limit was carried out against him, he forgave him. Many of us, if somebody was to speak about our wives, or maybe even our children, or maybe our mothers, and spread a lie about them, most of us will always have something against them. Always, I might not even forgive them. And some of us, we might forgive them, and even though we forgive them, we will always have something in our hearts. Let alone do what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did. He carried on giving them wealth. He carried on paying. He carried on being good to him. And he forgave and forgave. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Turn the page and forget about it, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them. This is the sha'n of the Salaf. And also Hassan al-Basri, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, who was from the tremendous of the tabi'een. He would make dua, اللهم اعفو عمن ظلمني. Oh Allah, forgive the one that oppressed me. A man came up to him and he said to him, oh Hassan, I wished I was from those that oppressed you. Why? Because you're making so much dua for them. Hassan al-Basri would make dua like this. he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those that oppressed him. This is the way of the Salaf. This is the way of those that came before us, of how pardoning they were. And this is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, Silman qata'ak, the one that has cut your relations. If your father has said to you, I'm not going to speak to you again, it is not permissible for a person to cut him or anybody to cut one on each other. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa'ti man haramak, and the one that has stopped you from getting something, then give it to him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, wa'fu amman zalamak, and the one that has oppressed you, then forgive him. This is the way a person should be when it comes to being oppressed. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us aid. Allahumma inna nas'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak, sammayta bihi nafsak, aw anzaltahu fi kitabik, aw 'allamtahu ahadan min khalqik, aw istathartahu fi 'ilm al-ghayb 'indik, an taj'al al-Qur'ana rabi'a qulubina wa an taj'alana min alladhina yahfazuna alsinatahum. وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا أعمالنا وأن يجعلنا من الهداة المهتدين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.